And now this week's letters. The postbag is swamped with views on the EU referendum and the relegation of Norwich City. Both are mentioned this week, unavoidable I'm afraid, together with speed cameras and green spaces. But to begin...
Another big debate recently has asked, have the planners failed the city's motorists? Bernie Woods of Cringleford is in no doubt, as he explains in his letter. Regarding the recent traffic changes in Norwich, there are now so many difficulties in emerging from the top of Rouen Road now. For starters, the top of Cattle Market Street is often blocked by queuing traffic. Ah, but wait a minute. The authorities have tried to ease the position by constructing another expensive-looking carriageway, although it is difficult to evaluate its purpose because nothing is on it. I suspect it is a cycle lane. It would be fascinating to know the percentage of cars to cyclists in Norwich, bearing in mind you hardly ever see a cyclist. The difference must be overwhelmingly massive. Accordingly, common sense suggests to me you try to make improvements to keep cars moving. To be fair, I am occasionally conscious of a cyclist, particularly when they're in the Newmarket Road bus lane. The bus driver can't overtake for in excess of a mile, so everyone becomes agitated and diesel fumes abound. Finally, apart from the cyclist enthusiast, how many people are capable of cycling up Rose Lane and Cattle Market Street in one trip?
Our city of Norwich prides itself on being a fine city. Mrs. S. Lundy of Upton questions this. She writes, Norwich, a fine city? Well, one would like to think so, but I'm afraid it's turning into a concrete jungle. There is a serious lack of green spaces in the city centre, and now even our lovely roundabout on All Saints Green is being concreted over. To be replaced with what? A few pots and tubs, I expect.
The big debate in the evening news last week was the installation of speed cameras in parts of the city. Good or bad, for or against? In his letter, Mr. S. King, who lives on Longwater Lane in Norwich, puts his view. He writes, in response to the big debate in the evening news regarding the proposal to install average speed cameras in the West End area of Old Cossey, may I point out that the need for action is greater in Longwater Lane. Here we live our daily lives in mortal danger of drivers driving well in excess of the speed limit. We've lived here for 30 years, and what was a pleasant lane is now nothing more than a racetrack. There are elderly people, dog walkers, and children walking to school. Yes, several still do, and all of them are being put in danger. We urgently need help to stop this madness, and I suggest cameras in Longwater Lane would be a step in the right direction and give us back our peaceful, safer lives.
And so to the relegation of Norwich City. Acres and acres of newsprint this week on the subject, but fear not, dear listener, we are only going to mention a couple or three received by email. The first is from Norwich Abs, who writes, I thought it was April the 1st, as Ed Balls described Alex Neil as one of Britain's best managers. He must have missed Bournemouth away, Watford away, Newcastle away, Liverpool at home, Sunderland at home, West Ham both home and away, Southampton away, Villa away, etc., etc. Keep Neil at the helm for the summer, and next season we'll be back in League One in a trice. But optimistically, Dean Coney legend writes, City played well tonight against Watford, but alas, to no avail. The writing has been on the wall for quite some time. Some might say, from when we didn't sort out the key weaknesses in our team in the summer. But we will endure and we will return. And finally, from a golfing canary, brief and to the point, he writes, The wrong man has walked away. Thanks, McNally, for 7 years of excitement.
And our final letter this week is from David Freeman of Thorpe St Andrew. But his views may resonate with many of you. He says, I don't know about other people's thoughts on the EU vote, but I am so fed up with reading and listening to what our so-called politicians are saying. I'm wondering whether they're frightened they're going to lose so much money through investments that some of them will say anything. As an ex-serviceman myself, I was taught three things to stay away from, which has served me well in the past, and they are football, religion, and politics. I'm nearly 78 years old now and swore an oath to serve my queen and country, and I hope I have done my bit.
All the letters for this time, and now more news from in and around Norwich. A long-term history of chronic hemorrhoids. And now more news from in and around Norwich.